It happens every year. The package of funds from five federal programs is apportioned to a lengthy list of worthy programs and projects, but very few actually receive the full amount they requested. The allocations are determined locally, recommended by the appointed members of the Sonoma County Community Development Commission. Jenny Abramson, a commission staff member who supports that process, says it always requires difficult decision-making.
In a situation where there are $2 or more requested for every dollar available, they have to make these decisions about supporting core funding, supporting agencies that have a long track record of success, looking at the outcomes that our agencies have achieved, and investing in those outcomes.
Jenilyn Holmes is the director of shelter and housing for Catholic Charities in Santa Rosa, which received partial funding for five of their six programs that applied. Altogether, they got 51% of the requested funds, which was better than most.
It's good news and bad news. It's good news that the local government is really helping us move the mission forward. It's bad news because it's not enough money to go around. The need has skyrocketed over the years, and the need for continued funding continues to rise. What's exciting is to see some of the new programs that they funded they didn't fund before. They've invested some money, particularly for Catholic Charities, in a supportive housing program and rapid rehousing program, which will really help us end homelessness on a longer-term basis.
Catholic Charities was one of three nonprofits to get support for their rapid rehousing efforts. The others were Social Advocates for Youth and Petaluma's Committee on the Shelterless. John Haig, Deputy Director for the Community Development Commission, says this is a new approach to combating homelessness.
It means to do housing first, to take someone who's homeless and put them into housing and then provide services, as opposed to the model where you would shelter them temporarily and then maybe transitionally shelter them and then find them a place while they're working on their issues. If you take them out of homelessness and put them into a permanent housing environment, all the rest seems to follow more effectively and people stay housed. Some people don't do well in shelters. Shelters are not the answer to homelessness. Housing is the answer to homelessness. And if you put people in housing to start with, you have a much better record of success coming out the other side.
In accepting the commission's recommendations, Supervisor Efren Carrillo commented at some length on the increased importance now of finding private donors and business partners to make up the numerous shortfalls. That's something that SAY has been focused on since the 2008 recession, says Executive Director Matt Martin.
As organizations, both public and nonprofit, we can do more together than we can apart if we're really clear about what we do well and get even better around those things that we do well. And it's allowing us to be able to provide better services to those who need it the most.
SAY has successfully concluded its $8 million fundraising campaign to convert the former Warwick Hospital into a shelter and service center for homeless youth. All of that money, he says, came from private donors. But they're counting on funding from the county to operate it, at least for the first 5 years. The Dream Center, as SAY has christened it, is expected to open its doors next winter. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.